December 21st, 2021, public hearing regarding Local Law 7 of 2021 at 6 o'clock p.m., followed by a special meeting.
Was that the end?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to get started. I'd like to welcome everyone to a public hearing on proposed moratorium here in the town of Monroe. And the purpose of the moratorium, the temporary moratorium, is to give the town board an opportunity to review our comprehensive land use plan, particularly as it relates to areas of the town where we're experiencing significant growth, and to see and ensure that we have the necessary regulations in place when it comes to the use of town sewer or wastewater infrastructure. And with that, I'd like to ask the clerk to read the notice of the public hearing into the record.
Town of Monroe, notice of public hearing to consider adoption of local law. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law of the State of New York that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Monroe on December 21, 2021 at 6 p.m. at the Town Municipal Complex located at 351 Reynolds Road, Monroe, New York, for the purpose of considering the adoption of Local Law No. 7 of 2021. If adopted, Local Law No. 7 of 2021 would add Chapter 125 entitled A Temporary Moratorium on Building Permits, Subdivision Review, Site Plan Review, or Other Review of Subdivisions of More Than 10 Residential Dwellings Located Within 1/2 mile of an Existing Sewer Main Within the Town of Monroe. Written comments on Local Law Number 7 of 2021 can be submitted to the town clerk up and through the time of the public hearing. A copy of proposed Local Law Number 7 of 2021 can be obtained at the Monroe Town Municipal Complex and on the town's website. It was published on December 11th.
Thank you very much, Leanne. And, Councillor, have you received comment back from the County Planning Board?
Yes, we received a letter today that the County Planning Board approved the moratorium.
Okay, thank you. So at this time, I'll be opening up the public hearing to public comment. Just a reminder that by regulation, you will have 5 minutes to address the board. Please state your name and address for the record. And also a reminder, the town board is in receipt of all formal correspondence on this particular public hearing, so it's not necessary to read those documents back into the record, or if you'd like, you could summarize those comments, and that'd probably be a more efficient use of your time. So at this time, I do not have a list of those that are signed up to speak. Have we done that?
I don't have a list.
All right, so without that, I'll ask if anybody wishes to be heard.
Good evening. I'm with Travis Mitchell with property at 16 Bloomberg Road. I spent some time over the last week or so reviewing the documents of the Riverton Sewer District. As you know, there's a lot of issues there and a lot of documents. The project started back in 2008-2009 with Tim Hurley as the engineer at the time. Tim and the town board wrestled with the project for almost 10 years as they tried to develop something that would gain support of the proposed district. There were many engineering reports, there were public hearings, there were referendums, and ultimately a project could not be found that would work by Tim and the board at the time. The town board then brought LaBerge in to take a look at what has been done and to look at some recommendations going forward. And down the road, issued a letter to the town board in February. Suggesting that if the town wanted to try and get a project passed, they remove the residential properties from the proposed sewer district. The town board talked about that for a few months, unanimously decided that that would be the approach that it would take. A supervisor who was near them sent a letter to all those residential property owners that had been in the district, indicating that they would be removed. And with that, the referendum finally passed, 32-29, 3 votes. Make no mistake, that referendum would not have passed if those residential property owners were not excluded. We'll let the attorneys battle over if what's going on now is legal or not. But I know one thing, it doesn't pass the smell test that before a drop of sewer even flows through that pond, we're now talking about some process to force these residential properties into a system that they did not get a vote for. Don't misunderstand, I'm an engineer, I'm in favor of sewer. I wish we could bring sewer through the whole town, it could make life easier. But you don't have sewer through the whole town, and you don't because it's not affordable. The Route 9 commercial properties voted for the sewer, and they voted for the cost because it drastically increases the value of their property. I'm not an appraiser, but I think a good argument can be made that it decreases the value of the residential properties in this instance. And now we're hearing from the engineers that the industrial park portion that all this connects to is nearing capacity. And we need more flow in order to help pay for upgrades to that force main. It could be settled on the backs of residential properties who did not vote for this, and the town could not find a project to work when they were included. I ask that you do not approve the proposed moratorium and let those that want the sewer, that voted for the sewer, and these properties benefit from the sewer, pay for the sewer. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
No, it just kind of sits on the little back legs. You can put it wherever you want.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can I take this off?
Sure.
All right, thank you. Luke Michaels, Michaels Group Homes. I submitted an email to the town board yesterday. So you didn't receive it?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'll just summarize real quick. It looks to be that the new law that's up at the front does address some new changes. So this is updated, correct? From the last one I submitted?
The law hasn't been updated. The wrong one was put on the website before the notice of public hearing.
Okay,
I see. It's always the one that's more correct.
So the current law doesn't affect any approved projects?
Correct.
Okay, well that's good.
Fully approved projects.
Yes, okay, great. So, in my letter you see the Route 9 commercial properties. Obviously, of course that will pass. Of course the sewer referendum will pass in that case. Sewer to those commercial properties is infinitely valuable. It changes the whole landscape of the entire commercial real estate. And on a residential end, we have other alternatives. And in Moreau, we have perfectly suitable and viable soils for septic systems. In the case of a couple projects that are vetted from the board, planning board, and submitted are a couple projects that have already planned for septic systems. Site designs have already been done. A lot of time, energy, and funds have been spent on these projects going forward with septic systems, which are perfectly viable for a residential use. The costs for sewer, and a lot of these are variable. We don't know them right now, but we should go through exactly what is entailed with bringing sewer to residential properties. So first is, to get to the properties, the developer has to extend and improve the new town infrastructure all the way to the new sites. Once they get to the site, the developer has to put in the new road for all the new homes that are going to come in, and we have to run sewer through all those new, through the new development. After that, there's likely hookup fees that the developer pays for tying into the new sewer. We don't know what those are yet, I don't believe. Fourth, the entire sewer system is low pressure, so each home is going to have a grinder pump. The costs we're pretty certain of, a grinder pump, new grinder pump, hooked up, installed, dug in, put in, is about $7,500. And after that, post-construction, post-sale of a new home, the post-construction costs to consider are the sewer tax fees the new properties would face, and I don't believe we know what those are yet. I did see a calculation of sorts that will talk about the sewer fee being $2,839. That would be based on a $300,000 appraised value of a home. So that's an annual tax. One, I would say that that tax would be significantly more because a new home these days with soaring material costs, amongst all other things, inflation in general, homes are going to come in much higher than $300,000. So that would relate to the sewer tax being more as well. A question we have to ask ourselves is, you know, these new people moving in, who's going to tell them about the sewer tax? What are they going to know? Are they going to know when they get a first property bill that they hook up and they have $3,000 a year in taxes just for sewer? It's going to be more than that. I don't know that if we're going to open up a community that I can have a buyer come in our office or sell them a new home and I can look them in the eye and say, your home's going to cost $300,000 and not say anything about a $3,000 tax every year. So the question is, who's going to talk about that? Is that going to be public knowledge? And then once it is, it's going to really halt and slow down new home sales from a developer's perspective. All those costs to consider, there is a viable alternative option, a septic system, which can be installed in the town of Monroe with the beautiful soils here for less than $5,000. So in a time when home affordability is one of the most pressing issues throughout any town, not just in Monroe, anywhere, building costs, land costs, approval costs, everything, new home prices are skyrocketing. Why are we going to add more costs to those homes and only make home affordability worse? After that, you know, just this to finish up.
We have 10 seconds.
Okay. Well, then my ask would be then: any projects that have been in front of the town, don't include the moratorium. We've already been down the road. We've spent way too much in funds, time, energy, all those things. If it's gonna happen, look to the new sites. Unfortunately, I don't agree with it. I don't think it's gonna be good. But you know, don't punish the sites that have been in front of the site. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to address the board?
Good evening. My name is Thomas Wayne. I'm an attorney at Whiteman, Austin, Montana, and I'm counsel for Cerulean Builders and related entities. I just want to first thank the board for the opportunity to speak at the hearing. Initially, I just wanted to say thank you for Carla for pointing out the discrepancy with the local law. There was a small change to the proposed local law version that was originally available on the town's website and that we attached with our December 17th letter. So I reviewed the revised and current version of the proposed local law. And I just want to put on the record that our comments and arguments in our December 17th letter apply equally and fully to the revised current version of the local law. Not to restate everything we put in the letter, but I just wanted to bring up a few points before the board here tonight. My client, Cerulean, has had an application pending before the town for a 49-lot subdivision off Lennox Boulevard at the entrance to the town park. They've been before the town since December of 2020. To date, the project has undergone a secret review by the town planning board, which resulted in the determination by the planning board that the project will not result in any potential adverse environmental impacts under secret, and has received preliminary plat approval. We've also prepared a map plan report and petitioned the town board for water district extension. In addition, we've applied to the New York State Department of Health for realty subdivision approval, the last two pieces of the puzzle in order for Cerulean to break ground. As brief background, the reason we're here tonight is that the proposed moratorium, as drafted, applies to any project within a half mile of an existing sewer and that has more than 10 units. The Jacoby Farm subdivision has 49 lots, and a portion of the project is within a half mile of that sewer. What's not included in the moratorium is an exemption for projects who have approvals already and are already pending before the town. Since this project was contemplated, and since we've been before the town, the project has been with septic for the following reasons. The project is not within a sewer district. The town code does not require public sewer connection in the R2 district. The cost prohibitive nature of utilizing public sewer, which in our letter sets forth that would be approximately $1 million compared to $170,000 for septic. And the soil composition, as been previously stated, is ideal for septic. As drafted, the proposed moratorium would stop this project dead in its tracks. And unless the town board believes it's going to be able to come up with a solution in the next 6 months, the moratorium will likely be extended into the future and further damaging my client and this project. So based on the arguments set forth in our comment letter, we respectfully request that the town amend the proposed moratorium language and exempt the project, allowing Sorrel to complete the planning board review process and other necessary approvals, or two, reject the proposed moratorium in its entirety. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I believe Mr. Gazzaio was next.
Thank you very much. Sorry, you get Christmas and happy holiday. I don't know how this is coming through with masks. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. I've got a few questions and comments, and I guess the questions maybe somebody can get back to me after, because I know the intent of the hearing is to hear comments. But my first observation is that this local law affects everybody from Fenimore all the way down to exit 17. That's within a half mile of the sewer line. On district extension number 5 of sewer district 1 was created. The people were told that we're going to encourage growth, expand the district, bring more users in to get the cost down and future growth. I'm anxious to ascertain how much actual assessed value of growth we have had directly related to the sewer. But this, I believe, is going to discourage growth, and it's going to encourage growth in all the other areas of the town. Anything that's either not in the district or beyond the half-mile limit. So I can understand if the town needs some time to do some evaluation, but moratoriums historically end up extended because at the pace sometimes progress moves them during the moratorium. In the notice, under 125-1, the purpose and intent says, in part, for the town to consider potentially adopting changes to its zoning code to address new circumstances not addressed by its current laws. My question is, what are these new circumstances? Something has triggered this. It has the appearances of lacking capacity, and if that's so, I think those things are sure. I know the town's looking at several options, the one existing contract and the Saratoga County sewer. I did have some questions about that. What I've read is, a little bit I've read in the papers, and I did put a call into town hall 2 days ago, which hasn't been returned. Because I just don't feel I have the information to make some of the appropriate comments. And then it goes on the purpose and intent and cites the comprehensive plan and the desire for the neighborhoods on either side of the Route 9 corridor. This moratorium is going much further than beyond just the either side of the Route 9 corridor. We've had some great growth over the last decade or so. We've had some new subdivisions that have been built out and been successful and adds to the quality of the housing in the town. You've had quite a bit of increased assessed valuation, which helps you with your budget and your tax rates. And also, the growth is included to a tremendous increase in sales tax revenue, which is important when you do your budget. But moratoriums send out shockwaves to a lot of people that have invested in the community. I think if you're going to do anything on a moratorium, I get more complaints on the apartments, and maybe we should have done a moratorium on apartments, and whereas we've done just the opposite, and actually had PUDs coming from administrations, and they've increased the density on them. So it has the appearance of a capacity issue, if that's all it is, but moratorium may not be necessary, or it may be easy to resolve and get it behind you. But,
Mr. Cathal, you will have 10 seconds.
I'm not going to. That pretty much summarizes what I wanted to say.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wish to be heard on this?
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is John Smolmer, one of the principals of Sloan Brothers. Just want to check if everybody received the letter that me and my partner submitted to the town.
Yes.
Hopefully that was well received. Once again, I know sometimes when you go through a letter, I do want to, not say apologize, but never did we want to sue a town that we do a lot of work with. We have several other properties in the town that we continue to develop. But this project started September 20th. September 12th, I'm sorry, 2020. Where we are now is in the same spot where you basically with a preliminary approval. You put another 6 months on this. We can't build to the end of next season, which is September 2022. Now that's 2 years, and we lose another building season. We personally have, I think, 8 or 10 lots left in a row. I don't know what Mr. Michael says, by the way. I do want to go over it. I support obviously our attorney from what Michael says, but what are we supposed to do? If this moratorium is in place, we have no property left in a row, what are we supposed to do? Just keep paying property taxes and not be able to build? We've had a lot of meetings in this office and with the town officials on what you guys wanted on that project. We spent substantial money in a design that is appeasing to the town, the planning board. That entrance is going to be beautiful when they're done. And we're just going to keep it prolonged and more and more costs added to this. Attorney fees, engineering fees, and above and beyond the sewer, we're going to have to redesign the whole project. And what does that for us? So just please see it through our eyes. We spent a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort. We do a lot of business in this town. We're bringing more business to this town. We've got a tremendous piece of property on Route 9 that we still went through and purchased, even though we're moving our potential facility to the industrial park. We have another property behind here. We're also in talks of doing something else with another property at the end of all the road. So, obviously, we have posted a moratorium. Please consider any project that was before you to move forward with their projects at the town. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Mary Beth Slevin. I did submit letters to the board on behalf of our members and also from SRM TJM. I wanted to add, though, one of the things that I would ask the board to consider, these projects have both been through significant review with the planning board. They each received a negative declaration under SECRE with respect to the reviews that they went through. Both have preliminary approval to move forward with the next phase of approval of those projects. That has significance in terms of how this board looks at that. The negative declaration means that projects do not have a negative impact on the environment. It also means that in that analysis, the planning board had to look at whether there was any implication with respect to existing town infrastructure or, quite frankly, for a proposed town infrastructure. None was found. Both projects were found to be able to be developed as proposed with septic systems without any adverse impact. That is an important consideration, and I believe it is something that the board should take into consideration in determining whether to move forward with the moratorium, at least within respect to those projects. It can exempt those projects from the moratorium, and we believe that it should, and we appreciate it if you would take that into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to be heard on the record for public hearing? And does anybody wish to continue their comments who have already spoken? If not, then we need a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you very much, everyone, for your comments. They're taken seriously. And I think I know I've met with most of the speakers at one point or another in relation to some of the projects that I'm referring to, and you know, I appreciate the developer's willingness to work with the town as we move forward in reviewing our land use regulations. So the public hearing portion is over. As advertised in the posting, we're going to have a special board meeting now for deliberation and consideration as to whether we want to move forward with adoption of the moratorium. So at this time, I will open it up to town board members for their thoughts, recommendations, comments as to where you would like to go from here this evening. Any board members wish to speak?
I'll add a couple comments here. I feel as if my support of the moratorium of where we got, how we got here tonight, was to give us the 6 months that we had talked about that we needed at the board to figure out some more of Supervisor Kuzner said with the land use regulation. So I would support going forward with a moratorium, but I also feel as if we can't get our stuff together in these 6 months, I'm on the record here, I don't know if we would want to or could extend it. If we can't figure it out in 6 months, we should let it run out. Those are my thoughts.
Any other comments?
Yeah.
Council member Bennett.
Yeah. You know, as far as the moratorium goes, I understand that we have a responsibility as a board to look out for the best welfare of everybody in the town, including, any development in the town. And I'm all for looking over zoning lines, adjusting where we need to make adjustments, reviewing them, and making sure that we're heading in the right direction. Our problem is that this moratorium, we're looking at forcing people, the main thing here that was talked about is having developers hook into the sewer district. You know, as far as, that goes, that's a fight for another day. But as far as the moratorium goes, I mean, people have plans on the board right now, or before the planning board. I can't, in good conscience, support a moratorium that is going to take these developers who are, here's Sharon's, December of 2020, his project has been on the table. He's been through, the planning boards numerous times. He's put his plans out there, he's adjusted his plans. He's done everything possible. And now what we're looking to do is stop the clock, change the rules, and then let him back in if he wants to follow the rules. That's just plain wrong. That's just plain wrong. There's other people who've been before the planning board. And they've got their plans. You know, making these plans for these small businesses, and these are small family-owned businesses. One of them is located right here in Town Road. It's strong. He's got a good neighborhood, a good developer. And for us to sit here and now want to change the rules. Not I want to change the rules. I want to make some rules. I want to go and look down and look at our zoning laws and adjust what we have to adjust. But to change the rules in midstream is just not right. You know, these people, these businesses, like I said, these are small businesses, family-owned businesses, spend a lot of money and a lot of time to get their projects figured out as far as time-wise. And they have to time these things to keep people working, to keep money flowing. This is all something that has to be done. And they've been doing it for over a year now. And now all of a sudden we want to stop them because we want to force maybe something on them that wasn't part of the rules to begin with. And I can't support that. I support the banana zoning laws. I don't have a problem with that. And like I say, as far as where we go from there, that's another big story. But for fact, I just can't back a moratorium that has taken developers and put them in timeout after they've already submitted their plan. So I wouldn't support anything that doesn't exempt people, developers who have something before the board right now. That's it.
Any other comments from the board?
I'll share a couple other comments if I may.
Councilmember Van Dassel.
Well, probably be repeating some of what was said by both of my fellow board members. So, I'm only one board member. At the end of the day, I'm only going to have one vote. But I'll also go on record if we move on this moratorium tonight, I'll do all I can to not let that get past 6 months. Unless something significantly changes, I do not support extending it past the 6 months. We cannot kick the can down the road and not move quickly. Because I have a high regard for business owners and entrepreneurs, and I'm very pro on economic development. I do have a concern about the impact that this decision that we might make tonight might have, but I will get my full support. I don't know if we're really changing the rules. That's one way of articulating it. I think that from the great fortune of the growth that we've had, or maybe an accelerated growth that we didn't anticipate, that there's merit in taking a hard look at the impact of that. And I think that the county planning board's position strongly supported it, if not encouraged it. And we just need a little bit of time to take a look at the comprehensive plan and zoning ordinance. So I'm all for doing the right thing. There's a tough balance that we all have as board members to do the right thing for our taxpayers and our residents, and that is also taking into consideration those who are business in the town. So, I was supportive in our prior discussions about putting a moratorium in place. But we need to move quickly as a board. There was talk tonight about, and I respect everybody's position, there was talk about tying this board's decision to the Route 9 sewer corridor, and I was very much part of the Route 9 corridor sewer project, but I understand that it was geared around economic development and the commercial development. I can tell you, one board member, when we had discussion about this moratorium, it had nothing to do with the reasons why we had got that sewer project approved. I know why we exempted the residential, and there's no question that we probably would have got it approved, but that does not weigh into, at least for me, any decision about where we are tonight. They're not related. And then I think that there's some other comments, and I'm not a builder nor an engineer, but I know people, I personally was involved in trying to put septic system in properly in the very area we're talking about. And the soils are good, they're also so good that you have to, in many cases, mediate them. And I didn't find quotes in any of the numbers that you're talking about for what it costs to put in sewer septic systems. But again, that's just something I have to look into further, so I'm comfortable. But at the end of the day, I guess the summary from my position is I believe the board, we owe it to the town and the residents to take a hard look at this, but we need to move quickly.
Thank you. Any other comments?
No, I think it was good enough, so I think it's good.
Sure, thank you. I appreciate the board's comments. I have a few I'd like to include in the record. I've served this community, I think this is my 20th year, either a council member or a town supervisor. I was instrumental working with my colleagues on the board at the time to successfully put forward a sewer plan for a commercial corridor. Not sure why that's part of the debate on a moratorium, which does nothing other than to give the town board time. I've heard comments that this is in relation to capacity. I would point out that our sewer service will not just serve the commercial corridor. We're already serving other two parts of the town. So I don't know why it's all being tied to the Route 9 project, which will have a phenomenal benefit economically and otherwise for our community. I know Mr. Gathal asked a question. I'm not sure, what the growth has done for a commercial corridor in the sewer district extension. I can tell you just in the corridor, I think it was last year, I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but this year we are approaching $10 million in increased assessed value, which anyone who's been following the sewer project recognizes that the assessed value of the district plays a role in what the rates will eventually be. The greater the assessed value over time with increased development benefits all users for sewer, so that's a good thing. But back to the moratorium. The moratorium is just that, a moratorium. We're not changing the rules. We're not forcing anything down anyone's throat. We're buying the town board time to review our existing regulations to ensure that they're current and appropriate for where we are with growth in our community. And within the verbiage of the moratorium, as we do regularly, we have provisions in there if there's circumstances that warrant it. For this town board can provide a variance if anyone wishes to apply to the town board. Now, I've heard comments that we have approved projects. This moratorium doesn't apply to approved projects at all. So I don't know where the disconnect is there, saying that don't impact our approved projects. It does not. So I think it's the appropriate thing to do that we move forward with adoption of the moratorium. Obviously, with any moratorium that I've been involved with, we have done our due diligence to ensure that they don't extend any longer than they have to. This particular moratorium is for a maximum of 6 months. It could be far less than that. We don't know. It depends where we, as a board, decide we want to go as we review our current regulations. So I'm supportive of the moratorium at this time, and I would recommend that the board take it up this evening.
I'd like to add a couple more comments. This isn't just for the projects down on Kobe Road and Lennox Road. It's for the future of all the lands within a half a mile of our new, soon-to-be-working sewer line. It's not to put on ice anybody who has something going on right now. Anybody particular, but it came up with the timing of where we're at, and it was the right thing for me to support, that is the right thing for me to support ultimately. So, you know, we're not trying to stop one family from continuing their family business, because that was kind of just made from one of our board members here. We are ultimately looking out for the future of the town of Morrell. Maybe this will be over in 6 months, maybe 4 months, maybe 5 months, who knows.
Any discussion by the board?
Just one other comment that I could have meant to mention it. That I understand and respect the negative declaration that was referenced by the council that was here representing our client. But I also know that there was a portion of that Route 9 sewer project that was tied to environmental impact. It was not just economic development. And it happened to be over that area. So that may be my thought, is to walk. Maybe we should take a quick closer look at something.
So what would the board like to do? Move forward this evening?
I would like to move forward.
I believe we should move forward. I just encourage my fellow board members if we do that. We move forward.
Counselor, what's the next step? Do we have to do the EAF on that?
Board has a complete seeker.
All right. Could I speak?
Here, the public hearing has closed, but if I allow you to speak, everyone in this room can have the same right.
You're not going to have a public forum in terms of regular.
We just had a public forum.
It's a special board meeting. Are you
special board meeting on the moratorium.
Is there any public forum?
We have that.
I just wanted to point out that the only reason I brought up Route 9 is because it's in your own language. And the purpose and intent on the moratorium. And the other thing was 125-3 says no application for building permit, site plan approval, special use permit, subdivision approval, or any other municipal approval shall be considered for development of subdivision creating more than 10 units located within a half mile of existing sewer main. I interpreted it that meant everybody, whether approved or not. If I'm interpreting wrong, I'd like to have the clarification.
I appreciate clarification on that, too, because there's a date in there of November 23rd. So if we could get clarification on that, that would be excellent. From what I understood does not affect approved projects, but the language looks differently.
Can we
open
your
response?
Sure.
Okay.
And then, clerk, to be clear, the public hearing is over and it's in the hands of the board. Go ahead, Councilman.
So 125-3 specifically says you cannot apply for building permits or site plan or special use or subdivision or municipal approval for development of subdivision. If you're looking at it, it's the development of the subdivision, not for the individual home in an already approved subdivision. That's fully approved, no conditions, no preliminary approval, the way that it's written right now. With respect, Luke, to your comment on the November 23rd date, that was to exempt anyone that had already received their building permit prior to the November 23rd, or the issuance of COs prior to November 23rd within any of those subdivisions. So if there's phase one or phase two or phase three, if phase one was done, but phase two is not done, your building permits and COs are exempt from this. The point of this is to make sure that any subdivision that has full and final approval from the town of Morrell, this is not applied to them. Any subdivision that does not have full and final approval, this applies to them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Counselor. And, before we move on with the seeker, I also want to draw attention to the correspondence from Saratoga County Planning Board. As everyone's well aware, they either approve or disapprove
of these projects when they're purview and statutory requirements to do so. And for some time, they have strongly recommended that the town of Monroe and these large projects take advantage of any sewer infrastructure or municipal water if it's available. And again, in their review here, they looked at their comments, and they specifically relate to the projects I think probably everybody in this room is representing in some fashion. You know, they made the comment, correspondence was to make note of the proximity to the public sewer service and to encourage development of subdivisions with municipal sewer. So, you know, it's just not us looking at it, it's the county that is looking at it as well. And so, that's another reason for the town board taking this issue very seriously and promulgating a moratorium so that we ensure that we're doing what's best for the town of Monroe and its residents. So with that, Councillor, we will move forward with seeker. And would you like to lead us in that?
Yes, I can. You have before you part 1, 2, and 3 of the EAF. Part 1 you had for you at the time that you adopted the notice of public hearing. So part 1 merely indicates that this is for the adoption of Rule 1.7. And so that part, I think it's question 1.1. Yes, and you skip to the last page and the supervisor signs it. That's part 1, so that is complete. Part 2 you have before you, as we have done in the past. Part 2 is where you look at this and you determine whether there will be any sort of environmental impact by going through a list of questions. Mr. Supervisor, given this matter, would you like me to read each of the questions and request that the board give an answer, or would you like to go through and just indicate whether there are any that would be a large to moderate to large impact?
I would suggest that you ask questions.
Okay. Will the proposed action, let me go back, your answer that you all have before you, your answer would be no or small impact or moderate to large impact. So question number 1, will the proposed action create a material conflict with an adopted land use plan or zoning regulation?
No.
Number 2, will the proposed action result in a change in the use or intensity of use of land?
No.
Number 3, will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community?
No.
Number 4, will the proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that caused the establishment of a critical environmental area?
No.
Number 5, will the proposed action result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway?
No.
Number 6, will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy and it fails to incorporate reasonably available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities?
No.
Number 7, will the proposed action impact public-private water supplies?
No.
Will the proposed action impact public or private wastewater treatment utilities?
No.
Number 8, will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an adverse change to natural resources?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems?
No.
Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health?
No.
That is part 2. The board has answered no or small impact may occur to each of the 11 questions on part 2. The next section is the determination of significance, part 3. This is the part of SECR where the town board advises whether or not it believes that there will be a significant environmental impact based on its responses to part 2. What is the board's pleasure? Does it believe that this will result in a significant adverse environmental impact or that it will not?
will not.
So we'll check the box that indicates it will not. Does the board wish to issue a negative declaration?
Yes.
If that is the board's decision, the negative declaration is included in the resolution for adoption.
Thank you. And I believe the clerk has the resolution for adoption.
I do.
And would you like to read that, please?
Sure. Resolution, Town Board, Town of Moreau, adoption of Local Law 7 of 2021, adding Chapter 125 to the Code of the Town of Moreau, entitled A Temporary Moratorium on Building Permits, Subdivision Review, Site Plan Review, or Other Review of Subdivisions of More Than 10 Residential Dwellings Located Within 1/2 mile of an Existing Sewer Main Within the Town of Moreau. Whereas the Town Board of the Town of Moreau is considering the adoption of Local Law Number 7 of 2021, which, if adopted as proposed, adds Chapter 125 entitled A Temporary Moratorium on Building Permits, Subdivision Review, Site Plan Review, or Other Review of Subdivisions of More Than 10 Residential Dwellings Located Within 1/2 mile of an Existing Sewer Main Within the Town of Moreau. And whereas the board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 7 of 2021 is in the best interest of the town, and it is necessary to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of town residents and property owners. And whereas the board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 7 of 2021 is a necessary and proper exercise of authority by the board. And whereas the authority for the enactment of this local law is found in Section 10(1)(i) of Municipal Home Rule Law. And whereas pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law, a public hearing on the proposed adoption of Local Law Number 7 of 2021 was properly noticed in the newspaper and posted and was duly conducted on December 21st, 2021 at the Town Municipal Complex. And whereas the board has considered the public comments provided before and those made at the public hearing, and whereas the board serving as lead agency for this unlisted action under SEACR reviewed a short environmental assessment form and determined that the action does not present any adverse environmental impacts. And whereas the Saratoga County Planning Board has issued a determination of no significant countywide or intercommunity impact associated with this local law. And whereas after thorough review and deliberation, the board proposes to adopt Local Law Number 7 of 2021. And whereas the attorney for the town has prepared the necessary documents for filing this local law with the Secretary of State, including the text of the law itself. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the board hereby adopts Local Law Number 7 of 2021, which amends the law as stated above. And be it further resolved that the board adopts and authorizes the filing of a negative declaration. And be it further resolved that the board hereby authorizes the town clerk and the attorney for the town to make such minor modifications to the local law documents as they deem necessary, and thereafter are directed to execute and file the said documents as required by law and to take all of the necessary action for the promulgation thereof.
Thank you, Leanne. And would someone like to move the resolution?
So
second. Discussion. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
Motion passes for the one council member, Donahue and Medford. And this time I'm entertaining a motion to end the special ordinance. So, second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, everyone.